This is Spins Fully Charged, Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged,
Recharged. Let's go.
Again, it's Saturday, Sunday. Weekends, I know we say it forever, but like they're just too quick.
They are.
What countries have adopted the four-day working week at this stage? I feel like
I
it came in somewhere.
No.
Anyway, I couldn't be arsed looking it up.
That's another thing we have to learn. But we learned already so much this week. We learned that crows can talk.
Mm-hmm. That was big.
Oh, yeah.
We need to learn more about that next week.
Learned that, I feel like we learned something else only like literally 5 minutes ago. That
Drake's son.
Drake's son is called Abed.
Mm-hmm. My bed.
My bed.
My bed.
Not Abed.
Would anyone be against me going to see the new Mario film on my own today at 2:40?
I wouldn't really be against it, but I wouldn't...
It'd be a bit weird, would it? Because it's the kids are still off.
The kids are still off. I'd go on Monday.
Yeah, I just gone. I have an afternoon to waste.
Did you get an invite? Or are you going to go?
I just have Bishop.
I would have... It's just I would have no interest in it.
Mario or a rom-com?
I wouldn't... I would hate... You know, like, what you're going to see is unskippable gameplay.
Can I ask you a question? Are you like, trying
when
to...
you play Mario, what you want to, when you're seeing Mario, what you want to do is play as Mario. Mm. What you yeah. want to do is you want just to watch. Skip all the cutscenes.
Yeah.
You're going to watch a giant cutscene. You can't even play. What's the point?
That's a real good point.
Do you know what I mean?
Are you just trying
boring.
To pass time till your girlfriend finishes work?
Yeah.
Go
yeah.
see Thing again. Go see Project Hail Mary.
It's
again.
Not on my membership. I've already seen it. You can only see it once.
Now that's weird. What are the other weird
rules? Why don't you go
rules?
To a library? Go and visit something in Dublin you haven't
there
seen
There is
before.
A library in Rathmines that apparently
gorgeous.
Is gorgeous.
Go in and read a book.
Did you say it's not very nice?
No, it is very nice.
Yeah, it is very nice.
I've never been in.
Honestly,
it's very nice.
I'd like to...
I'm a member.
I'd like to... Would you ever go in there and read a book? No, just get a book.
No, I would just get a book. But so also, I don't...
Library.
I have the thing about libraries, man. I actually think they're shit, like, because you go and you go, can I get this book? And they're like...
Don't
yeah, yeah. You can wait 6 weeks.
Yeah,
because someone else has it. I'm like, right, maybe don't get just one book.
I know.
Do you know what I mean? Like, maybe get a couple of them.
Guys, reading. Just to round off the story about Drake, his son's name is Adonis, but his middle name is Mabet.
Cool. Keep going.
Reading a book in a library without checking it out gives me the same vibe as like going into a shop, looking through a newspaper, and then not buying.
I used to go to Waterstones when I'd be waiting for my dad to collect me, and in town, and I would just read in Waterstones.
I never
buy the book. I think I read a whole book in Waterstones.
The Waterstones here?
No, my town, sorry, Drogheda.
Ah.
Do you think there was would ever be anything in the show of like, and again, it might be a bit lame and like, do you remember? But like the shifting spots where
oh, that's
where
fun.
Shifting.
Because I was telling you before that the library in my town was the spot. Like,
really?
People getting off think. Each other after
I didn't
school.
Get the shift, so I don't know where the spots were.
The library was a really big one after school. People just literally necking.
So quiet.
Yeah, and then literally the librarian would come over going, guys, please, this is not the place to do this.
There was a what we thought was like a tall tower in our primary school, and people used to go behind there. It was kind of like where the bins were.
Mm.
That's where people shifted in primary school.
By the bins.
In secondary school, well, we went to an all-boys school, so I don't think anyone really was shifting.
Well, they probably were.
They probably were, but didn't know about it. Maybe the bathroom.
Maybe. We can look at that again. I think I'd like to do that. Where was the shifting spot in your school in Nottingham, Callum?
I didn't get the shift either, so I wouldn't know.
We are two peas in a pod. Maybe we should kiss.
Let's go! Good morning, how's it going?
Good
How are
morning.
We?
Good morning, happy Friday, welcome to the weekend.
What a quick week all
Thank
round.
God. More of that, please.
Yeah,
that
class.
Was great.
I started watching, I know I was only came back on Wednesday, but I know for others.
I was wondering why you were laughing
as well.
At.
In preparation for Sunday. I have started watching At Home with the Furies season one again. Tyson Fury and his family, Netflix show a couple of years ago.
What's on Sunday?
Season two.
Of what?
At Home with the Furies.
Oh, sorry. I've never heard of this. What is this?
Are you joking? Tyson Fury show, but you didn't watch it a few years ago on Netflix when it first came out.
I have no interest in Tyson Fury.
I thought you were gearing up to say that you're going to watch a Tyson Fury.
So did I. I was like, oh, there must be a fight on.
There's a fight on Saturday. Yeah.
Okay, so I thought you were going to be watching the show because you're going to go and watch the match, the fight.
No. Okay, so Grant, you obviously weren't into it a few years ago.
Look at us. And what would make you think, yeah, those two guys, Callum and David, Callum Farmer and David Hammond, oh yeah, they're Tyson Fury fans. Look at us.
Okay, whoa, I'm not a Tyson Fury fan. It was just one of those shows on Netflix.
Sounds
that I felt like
you're a big fan.
Christ.
And you're big into your boxing as well. So
oh my God.
Yeah, oh
that
my
was
God.
Years ago.
It's didn't just... you re-nickname oh yourself God, Emma Tyson
no.
Nolan? I'm pretty sure.
No, I didn't.
Emma, Tommy Fury, sorry. Nolan. I'm pretty sure that's what it was.
I was pretty sure that the first season of At Home with the Furies was like Tiger King levels of everyone has seen it and everyone is buzzing for season two.
Remember people
but
talking about
but obviously not. You're missing out. It's one of the funniest things I've ever
Tell
seen.
Tell us about the show, Eric. I want to get
Well,
home.
In the first season, he has 6 kids. He's obviously incredibly, what would you say?
Fertile.
Do you know what I want?
Dave and Fiona are on Spin.
I think honestly anything Khalid's voice is on is always a hit, never a miss.
Amazing.
He's there with Griffin and Kygo on Save My Love on Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona. And just a quick reminder, today is the day if you've been entering for your chance to win the record breaker, 303 grand on the cash machine. It's going today after 3, so set the reminder on your phone, okay?
I'm going to turn something boring into a fun little game this morning.
Excellent.
Basically, out in our office, as in on our open floor, we now have brand new lockers, right?
And corporate.
Because we're not allowed to have things on our desk anymore. It's a clean desk policy here in Spin 103.8.
Two people when you look at the likes of the lockers, because I was like, oh, a locker, why can't I just keep my stuff on my desk? And then my boyfriend Jack went back to his office recently after a refurb and he was like, oh my God, I have a locker, I'm so happy.
Yeah, so all
of I can keep all my treats in there.
All of our stuff has to be in a locker, so it can't be on the desk. So the thing I've noticed is that no one locks their locker.
Right.
Like hardly anyone. The only one I know who locks their locker, guess who?
Callum.
There you go. He's the only person I know. Now, I don't know what number locker Callum is. I don't know what number anyone is. But all I do know is there is 1 to 64. There are 64 lockers, right? And I thought we'd play a little game of me going out to the locker and we're going to play locker bingo.
Oh,
you're going to tell me whether or not you think that this locker is locked or open.
Okay.
So if you want to give me a ring and I'll go
okay,
out.
Okay, all right, here we go. Okay, right. You're,
Emma
you're
Nolan,
man.
Good morning.
Hello,
how are you?
Hello.
Okay. Okay, so you have 1 to 64. Choose one.
Okay, 64. I'm going to go with the last one, please. 64.
64. Okay, 64. Do you think it's locked or it's open?
I think number 64. That's down on the Today FM side, isn't it? I'd say they're pretty cool. I'm going to say it's open.
It's open.
Yes! Can you have a look inside and see whose locker it is? Or is that a breach of privacy?
No, I think it's actually a new one. Like, ooh. No one has actually put anything in there.
Okay, next.
Okay, go again. 164.
I'm going to get your step count up here. We're going to go for number 3, please. Number 3.
Number 3.
Oh, he's running. I can see him running past the window. And I
open
think
or closed?
Number 3, because they're down there with the bosses. I think that's locked.
Number 3 is locked.
Yeah! Okay,
you're
cool.
You're killing this.
Let's move along then, somewhere to the Midlands, somewhere around the Spin Kids. Let's go for number, what's in front of you? What can you see in the
Number 33 is in front of you, or 29.
Okay, I'm going to go 28.
28?
I'm going to go 28, that's around our section.
I don't know where 28 is. Oh, I got it.
Okay,
all right, 28, close or open?
It's open. It's open.
28 is locked.
No! Oh. Raging. I'd love to know who that is. Zap.
All right. You got 2 out of 3. Move on to Callum there. Callum, pick
Callum,
some
what
numbers.
Number are you?
Okay.
We know you're locked.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Not your own locker.
That's me. But I'm locked. Let's go for number 46.
46.
Okay, because it's the one that I can see.
Do you think Callum? It's locked or open?
I think 46 is locked.
It's open.
Oh, there's books in there.
There's books and there's tissues and I don't want to go just in case.
Okay.
Pick another number.
Go up to the other side again, Callum. Later numbers.
Let's go 55.
55.
Sorry, this is so fun.
Open or closed?
55 is going to be open.
55 is open.
Yes.
Oh, anything in there?
Nothing in there. Just I think this part of the office is not being in use.
All right, okay. Let's go to the further end then, up to the end. What did you say the last number of the list is? 64, is it?
64.
Okay, can I go for...
We've already done 64.
57, please.
Oh, 57. 55.
Okay.
Do you think it's open or closed?
That's kind of outside our area. A lot of producers there, I'd say they're fairly serious about their personal belongings, so I'd say that's locked.
It is open.
Damn it!
And
I think all
there is wagon wheels and a cuddly dragon in here.
People are a bit of crack.
You never know what you're going to get in the Spin 103.8 offices.
Bring us back a wagon wheel there, though.
No, he's back.
What do you think of my boring game turned fun?
I really enjoyed it. I thought it was excellent. It was fun that we could see elements of you.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Yeah.
I think we could open it up and play with people in a few weeks.
Yeah.
And then you win the contents of that locker because it's their fault that they haven't locked their locker.
Terms and conditions definitely apply on that one. But you may win IMC Cinema passes. We can do that later on in a couple of weeks.
What we can do is keep each other on our toes, lock our own lockers, some high treats in there, and then they have to go to our lockers and see.
I really hope the office facilitator is not listening. Charlie, if you're listening, a lot of people are in trouble.
You're in trouble as well for rooting through people's lockers.
Oh yeah, GDPR. I'm fired.
I can't believe anybody bothers to lock their locker.
No, Callums.
Kyla now, Chanel. This is Spin. Sabrina Carpenter in tears here on Spin. Good morning.
Your last chance to win 1,000 euro by answering all 10 questions correctly or topping the leaderboard to see the weekend at Croke Park this summer. If you want to go tricky in a WhatsApp to 0877 11 1038, we play the tricky 10 after 8 o'clock this morning.
I have terrible news. I'm absolutely devastated, lads. To say I'm gutted is the biggest understatement. I am pretty sure I have a cold sore for the first time in my life.
I officially have
herpes.
Welcome to the club.
I'm gutted. I'm absolutely devastated.
Who are you kissing?
Well, like, that's the thing. There's all this. Jack was like, you've never had one before? What were you doing in Thailand?
Oh, well, they...
No, look.
Has he ever got one?
I don't think... He said no this morning.
He's never had a cold sore.
He's never had a cold sore, no.
Then how did you get it?
Well, this is the thing. I was looking up this because I swear to God I wasn't kissing anyone else. Like, I promise you. I do think a lot of sun exposure can be a problem, and I wasn't great at putting SPF on my lips.
I don't think a lot of sun can give you herpes, though.
No, it can.
Can it?
Well, it can give you cold sores, yeah. I was really looking into this, like prolonged sun exposure without the use of proper SPF lip things, which I don't do, to be honest. I don't know, like, I was putting cream on my face and I presume, like, I went over my lips. But, yeah, I got probably too much sun. I can feel it, like, I can't feel, like, I'm okay. Dave, I know you know your cold sores,
I do know my
right?
cold sores.
I can feel it.
Don't touch it.
It feels like there's a big old throbby lump in there.
Okay.
On the right-hand side. And I think if I push my tongue against it on the outside, you might be able to see the outline of it.
Okay.
So let's see if you can see
your
that.
Best friend is Vicks.
Really?
Yeah, your best friend. to be honest, that does the little bubble. I don't think that's a cold sore, man. I think that's a spot.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think that's a cold sore.
Oh my God, that's absolutely phenomenal news, really. It feels disgusting.
Like, really?
Yeah.
Does it feel sore?
It feels sore, itchy, throbby, all of it. It feels like...
I don't know. You probably won't know. For example, if for when I think I'm getting a cold sore, it pops up straight away. Do you know what I mean?
But I remember when you had your last cold sore and I couldn't really see it.
Yeah, but that's because of the Vicks.
Ah, it's so you're talking vapor rub?
Yeah. It's your best friend. It smothers it. It's gone the week.
Wow.
It's honestly the best thing.
Have you had a cold sore, Callum?
I can't think of ever having a cold sore. It's something that if I had one, I think it would absolutely disgust the hell out of me.
They're not that bad. They're not that disgusting anymore, especially that.
I think they get a bad rap because they're called, like, it's herpes. Like,
yeah. But
it's
like,
it can be caused by stress, hormones.
And it just run down and things like that. Yeah. Now, when I say they're not gross, they obviously are gross under the underlying, it's bacteria at the end of the day. But... oh my God, it's like when I discovered putting Vicks on, it smothers it in a week. I'm like, so if I see a cold sore coming, I'm like, yeah, Grant, no bother. Put one on.
Yeah, okay, I'll go.
Whereas I used to be crying, I'd be like, no, it's 3 weeks gone.
But here's the thing, what did you do about Pippa? You can't kiss her anymore.
You can't kiss her, no.
And like,
Pippa's so
affectionate.
Like, not affectionate, she is affectionate, but like, she's so like, no, don't touch me until like it's literally disappeared. Like, even if there's a hint of a scab or anything, she's like, no.
Well, I thought that Jack loved me and he rejected a kiss this morning. And I was like, I was only going to give you my cheek. And he was like, oh, I don't know, Em, you've cold sore, get off me.
Me and Pippa, if I have a cold sore on the left side of me,
you give him a little right.
I go like that.
With the side.
Yeah, it's real sexy.
Did you get forehead kisses from Jack on the cheek or whatever?
This morning I was like, can you just do a little Eskimo with me?
A little nose rub. That's adorable.
I'm so sad. I love shifting. I can't do it for ages. It's my favourite thing. I'd take shifting over anything else. Just
that's
shift
funny.
Me.
Yeah, that's funny.
Give me your tongue.
Ah, you went too far.
I know, but you know what I mean? Like, can't beat a good shift, and I'm not going to have one out for at least a week. I'm raging.
Oh, yeah. This is kind of stressing me out. When you were gone on holiday, Emma, we were talking about this on the show. You put up a picture of you in a bikini, and me and Dave was
okay,
like,
relax now. It's swimwear.
But it was a bikini. And me and Dave were like, we can't look at that picture because it's like seeing you as a sister.
Yeah. I said differently. I didn't say sister. I said like weird aunt.
Yeah. Oh, that's very true.
you know what? That just hurts. There's but, no need.
But hearing, as soon as I mentioned like forehead kisses and everything to Emma, I got a little bit like sick. Weird inside, yeah, because I don't want to think of Emma.
Do you remember the time Callum came in that morning and said, I got the shift last night, and it was his new girlfriend, Linda?
No.
And he was all delighted with himself because he got the shift last night. He was like, hey guys, morning. He's walking into
the studio. When Callum was single, he was such a player, so I don't remember a specific. Specific shifts. There was so many.
Was like, I got the shift last night on what's outside Trinity, and I was like, "Good for you, man." Yuck.
A little child.
This is Spin. Hey, I'm a couple minutes out from listening to you. Oh, shut it. I only love it. That's so good. Bella Kay, and I love it. I love it. I love it. On Spin with Emma, Dave, and Fiona.
Ooh. Instantly, I want to walk down a lovely carpeted aisle with movie theatres to the left and to the right of me with a big bowl of popcorn and a big gulp.
Minstrels?
A big, minstrels is a shout.
In the popcorn?
I prefer a Malteser in the popcorn.
I've never tried
and
that.
And around this period of time, a mini egg in the popcorn.
Oh, gorgeous.
Interesting.
Spenny trip.
I know, very spenny trip.
All right, listen, we play you one single second of a movie. Your job is to guess it. The clip this morning is this. Dave and I, Clueless. That's normal for me, not normal for Dave. Killian is standing by. How are you?
Good, and yourselves?
Yeah, not too bad at all. All right, Killian, this is the clip. What is that movie?
Is it Scarface?
Scarface.
God, not something I've certainly ever seen, but
I've
Callum
never seen
is shaking
either.
His head, I'm afraid.
Ah, damn it.
Sorry, Killian.
Interesting guess, though, Killian. Thank you for playing.
No worries, thanks, guys.
Good luck.
Talk to you later, Mark, there as well. How are you, Mark?
Oh, good, how are you?
Good,
not
thank
too
you.
Bad at all. Mark, this is the apparently iconic clip. What is that iconic, apparently, movie?
Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Now, what's interesting about this is I do think off the air at some point this week, did producer Callum mention that he watched this last weekend, or was it Chitty Chitty Bang Bang? Needless to go, Callum, he is shaking his head.
Oh, no.
Again, for God's sake, what part of the movie did you think that was, Mark?
Right at the end when he shouted out, Charlie.
And is it like, is it the Charlie the Chocolate Factory one are you thinking of, or is it the Gene Wilder? Like, is it
the Gene Wilder,
the Gene Wilder one? Okay, interesting.
The real one.
Thank you and sorry.
No problem at all.
Good luck, Mark. Have a great day.
Bye bye bye. Kira is there as well. How are you, Kira? Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah,
how are you?
Not too bad. How are you this morning?
Good. Driving into work.
Good.
And
very good.
You won't be affected by the madness then if you're braving it?
I don't think so. I'm avoiding it.
Okay
right.
Fingers
Kira,
crossed.
Let's see if you can get this. This is the clip. What is that movie? Put us out of our misery.
Castaway?
Castaway.
Oh my God, I bet you that's what it is.
What is Castaway?
Castaway is with Tom Hanks. It's where he gets... Can I do a stim that I have from Little Britain Abroad, where it's Lou and Andy, and Lou is like, what's that movie with Tom Hanks? And he's a castaway, and he's been cast away. And Andy goes,
Sleepless in Seattle.
Is it Castaway?
Come on, Callum. No!
Oh, no, come on! I was so sure of it. Oh, that was a great guess, though, Kira. Unbelievable. Thank you for making me relive that movie. Have a great day.
Cheers, Kira. We really do have other bits to be getting on with on the show.
I just did all of that for no reason.
Sleepless in Seattle.
Is this going
to come to me?
Is it going to go off today? We normally don't let this roll. Right, let's try again. Dean, how are you?
I'm good, just looking traffic.
Oh,
very
good.
Like most people, I'd imagine, this morning, Dean. Yeah. Right, well, let's see if we can entertain you while you're stuck in traffic. This is the clip. You got it, Dean. Come on, what is that movie? What is that movie?
Lord of the Rings.
Lord of the Rings.
The Fellowship of the Rings. Is that a follow-up? Is that number
That's
two?
That's another... Yeah, there's like the Lord of the Rings and the Fellowship of the Rings and then there's like something else.
Is it weird that I always get the Hobbit and Lord of the Rings confused?
No, I think they're the same author.
Vibe. Okay. Let's see if you're right.
Shall not pass!
It and is an iconic like movie line, but I have never seen it.
Well, there you go. You've absolutely gone and done it. Well done, Dean.
Well done, Dean.
Thank you very much.
Very good. I presume you're a Lord of the Rings fan, are you?
A little bit, yeah. I've seen the films a couple of times.
Nice one. Okay, well done. Those four IMC cinema passes
well done,
on
man.
The way to you,
very
Dean.
Cool.
And we got there eventually. Callum, is that one of the movies that you watched over the weekend?
It's actually not. I was just thinking of like iconic lines that I haven't used for this game before, and You Shall Not Pass is such a
usually,
favorite.
Though, you make sure if it's like a trilogy of movies, you go, you have to get the right one. Was that the first one?
It was the first one.
Ah, okay, fair enough.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Niall Horan and Dinner Party on Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona. He was on the show when I was away. Did he still sound lovely?
You were on the interview.
I was on the interview. And then I went out when I came, was away. Yeah, I actually need to listen back to that to see. But he just, he was such a good crack that
He's
day, wasn't he?
A gent, an absolute gent. You must have missed his Tommy Chandler interview as well then.
I just saw a clip, went up online. I'd like to watch the whole thing
back.
You
should go watch it. It was fantastic. Is he performing at Coachella, Niall Horan?
I couldn't tell you.
I don't think so, but I was looking at some influencers going to Coachella.
Is it this weekend, Dave?
Yeah, I think it's this weekend. Right. Bieber's playing, actually, so it's actually looking kind of sick. But I was, like, thinking about it, and I was like, not for love nor money would I go to Coachella, I don't think. I would have no interest. And I was sitting there last night, and I was going, oh, my God, I've become my father. Because I was looking at my... I was looking at influencers going, and I was like, no, it doesn't sound like a bit of me. While I was watching the Masters, the golf was on, right? And then 10 minutes later, I said something that is the most my dad coded thing in the world. And if he's listening, he knows well what's coming. And it's when the golfers take a shot. Mm-hmm. And I literally said out loud to Pippa, I went, why don't I look like that when I hit the ball? And as soon as I finished the sentence, I kind of caught it. And I was like, oh my God, I'm Don Hammond.
Yeah.
That's what's happened. I've become my father. I'm sitting there 10 minutes earlier going, why would people go to the Coachella? You have to walk for 3 kilometres in the desert. It seems like a hell of a lot of money for everything. It sounds awful.
Do you know what's really weird? And don't get me wrong, I will be back with a bang. But when I realised that my cousin was getting married on the same weekend as Electric Picnic, the first response was, oh my God, I'm going to miss Electric Picnic for the first time in, like, I don't know, 10 years or something. And then the second response was, thank God.
Really?
Yeah. I would much rather be at a lovely wedding in Madrid than traipsing around the fields.
It's so funny.
As in, don't get me wrong, I'm not retiring, but it's nice to have a little break.
Yeah, no, I get that.
Just to know this summer I'm not going is like, okay, cool, like, I would accept that.
What I'd recommend you do now, just to see if it's really hitting you, is stick on the Masters now and just guffaw at the lovely grounds and the flowers.
I did ask Jack last night. I said, you missed the Masters. Dave's mad for the Masters. He was like, no, I probably will throw it on over the weekend. I was like, right, okay.
Yeah, it's just beautiful to watch.
Did Pippa enjoy it at all?
She loved it, okay. I think she just was in awe of the flowers and the lawn and stuff like that. It's, like, it's such a nice looking place, like.
The most recent series of Bridgerton, lots of people were kind of disappointed, but it's kind of formulaic at this stage of season. You kind of almost predict what's going to happen, but it's just a lovely thing to watch.
Yeah.
It's so colourful and I get lovely that. And kind.
I love a show like that.
Yeah, absolutely. Aesthetically pleasing. Hello, happy Friday.
Hey, what's going on? Good morning and welcome to the weekend. I want to talk about abuse of power.
Right.
Right? Because it's something as radio presenters we don't get to do very often because we don't have a lot of power. Mm. Sometimes we might get the odd ticket to a free gig. Sometimes we might get a bit of chocolate sent into us or something like that. Mm. But I have never known abuse of power like this.
Go on.
From our boss.
All right.
Who is listening right now and driving to work.
Mm.
Who apparently texted our newsreader, Alex, asking for his very own personal traffic update.
Oh, wow.
Nick was not going to do it himself. He decided, I'll text Alex and Alex can give me a full breakdown from Finglas to Dublin 2.
Wow. Google Maps, no good for Nick, no?
Apparently not. No. He wanted the full news. He wanted Alex to go and do the research.
And did he want Alex to send it in a bulletin style? Or?
I wonder, did Alex send it in like
Nick,
a voice
good
note?
Good
morning, guys. Hey, guys, how are you?
How do you know this? Alex told you.
Alex texts me and he goes, Nick texts me looking for his own personal traffic update for Finglas.
If anyone
do what you want with that information.
If anyone this morning would like a personalised traffic update from Alex, tell us kind of the area
he's
you're
busy,
coming
but
from.
Nick isn't busy, so Nick will do it for you.
And where you're going to, and we'll get Alex to send you a personalised traffic report. I think that's a great show. Alex would love that. Sure, he's had nothing down there.
Alex, I'm sure, will just chat GPT.
And you could too.
Yeah, exactly.
But instead, Alex in a WhatsApp. 087-711-1038. We play the Tricky 10 in a mo.
Spin is your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Tricky 10. All right, final time this week. We're playing the Tricky 10. If you top the leaderboard, you win your way to the weekend at Croke Park. Barry currently top of the leaderboard. He scored 7.
Nice.
In 53.51 seconds. On to play this morning, though, is Dylan. How are you?
How's things? How are we going?
Yeah, not too bad at all.
All right, man, let's do this. Tricky 10. You've been listening to the game. You know how it works?
Not really, no.
Okay. All right, we like it. Dylan,
we'll fill you in.
A brand new player. What are you up to for the day?
I'm on the way to work there.
What do you do?
Work in a warehouse.
You work in a warehouse. What does the warehouse provide, produce?
Oh, it's a pharmaceutical company.
Oh, very good.
Very good. Okay, interesting.
Well, listen, any plans for the weekend?
No plans.
Keeping it nice and quiet. Well, you could change your mind if you win the €1,000 this morning on the Tricky 10.
We're going to put 55 seconds on the clock and ask you 10 questions.
Now, here's the thing, Dylan. Every single answer will be a number between 1 and 10. That won't repeat. We can only accept your first answer. And if you don't know the answer, because you know it will be a number between 1 and 10, you might as well give it a guess. If you top the leaderboard today, you'll win the pair of tickets we have to the weekend's gig at Croke Park. Get all 10 correct. We'll give you €1,000 on the spot this morning. Dave is going to ask your questions and count you in. Wishing you the best of luck.
All right.
Thank you.
Dylan, you ready to go?
Yeah, ready to go. Yeah.
The Tricky 10. Remember, each answer is a number between 1 and 10 and will not repeat. And if you don't know, make sure and give it a guess. Here we go with the Tricky 10. In 3, 2, 1, stats clock. Homer and Marge Simpson have how many children together?
3.
Sex and the City originally ran for how many seasons?
5.
What is 8 minus 2 minus 2 minus 2?
4.
What is the second smallest euro banknote?
10.
Brian McFadden left Westlife in the year 2000 and what?
8.
How many letters are there in the word campaign?
7.
In time zones, how many hours is Paris currently ahead of Ireland?
1.
The fifth installment of the Fast and Furious film series was called Fast What?
5.
Katie Melua sung a song about how many million bicycles in Beijing?
4.
How many matches has Heimir Hallgrímsson won as the manager of the Irish men's national team?
4.
All right. Dylan, how do you think you did?
I'm not too sure at all.
You're not too sure? All right. I thought the questions were tough today.
I thought there was a few difficult.
Yeah, we can give out to Callum after we find out his score. Let's see how Dylan got up.
0, 1, 2, 3, 4. Hey, you were a fan of answering 4. You scored a total of 4 this morning. Let's just run through the ones that caught you. Sex and the City originally ran for how many seasons? You were very close with your guess of 5. The answer actually was 6. What is 8 minus 2 minus 2 minus 2? That was a bit of a brain melt. You said 4, but it was actually 2.
Oh,
yeah.
No way.
Brian McFadden left Westlife in the year 2008, and or 2004, should I say. You said 8 and caused heartbreak all across the country. Do you remember those interviews on the news and all the girls?
With all the girls crying, yeah.
How many letters in the word campaign? The answer there was 8. You said 7. Katie Melua sung a song about how many million bicycles in Beijing. Can't say I know the song, but
I don't know that song either.
Bicycles. And God help me with the name here. Go on.
Heimir Hallgrímsson.
He won how many matches as the manager of the Irish men's national team? You said 4 there. The answer was 7.
Yeah. Now, what is the Katie Melua song? Do you know it, Dylan?
No, I haven't a clue.
9 million bicycles. Never heard it.
It makes me think of 99 red balloons.
Oh, yeah, but very good. Dylan, it wasn't to be today, but I hope you had fun, did you?
I had fun, of course.
That's all we care about, Dylan. Have a fantastic day.
Thanks for playing, Dylan. Talk to you later.
Cheers. Thank you. Bye.
Bye, 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 bye. We better get on to our highest scorer of the week then. Who is that?
Oh, yeah.
It's Barry. How are you?
I'm great. How are you guys?
Hey, listen, we got to call you with just a little bit of news.
Barry, congratulations. You have topped the leaderboard. You are on the way to the weekend gig at Croke Park.
Woo! Oh, that's incredible. Thank you so much, guys.
That's a pretty good start to the weekend, isn't it? At the weekend.
Hey.
Huh?
It's a fantastic start.
Are you a big fan?
Yes, big fan indeed. Yes, I saw him 1 to 4 years ago at the festival. Loved it.
I'd say the spectacle of blinding lights at Croke Park would be pretty special.
Savage.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be great, actually. Yeah.
Barry, well done. Enjoy. Have a great weekend.
Thank you very much. Thanks very much, guys.
Good luck, Barry.
Appreciate it.
Talk to you later. Okay.
All right, so now that's all. We've done everything. We called Dylan, we called Barry, and now let's get back to the real business.
Mm.
What the hell is 9 Million Bicycles by Katie Melua?
It sounds like this. Callum has a clip. Yeah. How would you even hear
it's a 2005 song. It's a song that, like, it wouldn't be on my radar very often, but I always think of, like...
By all means, then, make it a question on the Tricky 10.
But it's a song with numbers in.
I don't know.
I guarantee you've heard this song
before. All right, let's hear it. There are 9 million bikes. No.
It rings a bell like a bike in Beijing. It's a thing
we can't deny. It's a lovely song. Like the fact that I will
love you till I die. No, what's a better song with a number? And I would walk 500 miles, and okay. I would walk 500
more. We might slip that in next week. It charted in Ireland at number 11 in 2005.
My God.
It was really? A hit.
Yeah.
I prefer your one. 99 Red Balloons.
99.
There's another one as well. 90 watt red balloons.
There you go.
There you go.
If you want to play the Tricky 10 on Monday, we have a brand new end of week prize. That is your tickets to see Florence the Machine at Marley Park this summer. And obviously the €1,000 on the line if you manage to get all 10 correct. Message us right now the word Tricky to get on Monday, 087-711-103.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Welcome on in to one of my favourite parts of the week. This is where I get to rank from 5 to 1 some of my very favourite niche things. I've done things like lines from Titanic or transition sounds between Hannah Montana scenes, those kind of things. Well, this week, I welcome you to a fun one. I welcome you to Dave Ranks, songs by Oompa Loompas and Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Oh yeah, go on. Yes, sir. As I always ask, because sometimes they're so niche, it's a bit of a head scratcher. What put this into your mind this week, Dave?
Basically, producer Callum said he was watching Charlie and the Chocolate Factory last weekend, and I started thinking about it, but I don't think I was listening to him. I just woke up one morning going, well, I won't sing it because it'll give away the songs, but I was singing just Oompa Loompa songs, and I was like, why in God's name am I doing that? I was like, Callum said he was watching Charlie and the Chocolate Factory last weekend, so that is why it's been stuck in my head, and that is why I welcome you to Dave Rank Songs by Oompa Loompas and Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Amazing, brilliant.
Here we go with number 5. This is from a character who had to be stretched and loved television a lot. The Oompa Loompa song is about Mike TV. It's such good vibes. The whole thing is unbelievable.
I'm already disappointed because when I really get the two films mixed up. Charlie and the Chocolate Factory is the Johnny Depp version. One. It's the 2000s one, and Willy Wonka is the older 1970s version with Gene Wilder. You've chosen the wrong film, but we'll go.
I have not chosen the wrong. I chose the right film. This is Dave Ranks.
I know, but you've chosen the wrong film.
You can do Callum Ranks next week, and you can rank your own Oompa Loompa songs if you wish. But for right now...
Absolutely, Monday morning.
Perfect.
Callum Ranks
on a Monday morning.
I wonder if anyone else has the same passion for Oompa Loompa songs.
As Dave and Callum.
Yeah. Having a full-on domestic on the air about it.
Now, if you don't know this movie, this is where the Oompa Loompas come, and when a child gets mixed up somewhere in the factory, they come and they kind of sing about the demise of that child, basically. Right. You know what I mean? But they're going downhill, maybe they're being put down a hole, or they're being stretched, or they're being put in a television, things like that. We move on to a character called Violet who had to be juiced because she ate a kind of a gobstopper and she got really, really big. Fourth place, it's Violet Beauregard. Listen close, listen hard. Violet
from my friends just saying Dave has ruined my day already. I don't know why.
Why? Is that because Mike TV was fifth?
I don't know. Maybe it needs to be higher.
Chose the wrong film.
Fuming. I have not. How dare you? If you think I have, then Callum Ranks is on Monday morning. So that was Violet Beauregard at number 4. She basically keeps chewing gum. That's why they're like chewing all day long. We move on to third place, and it's not about one of the kids in the movies. It's about all of the kids being welcomed to the chocolate factory where the Oompa Loompas and these kind of weird caricatures sing a very weird welcome. Third place, it's the Willy Wonka welcome.
Saying, can't believe it's not the original movie, Dave ruined.
This is way better. This is so much better. It's because I'm super young and I don't know the old movie. We move on to second place. Those last three were very good, but they are not in the top two. The top two is about a girl who was a bit nuts and she gets thrown down a hole by a load of squirrels. In second place, it's Veruca Salt.
of salt. The little Brit has just gone down the garbage chute. And she will be as she descends. A rather different set of friends.
A rather different set of friends. A rather different set of friends.
What a tune.
Sometimes
oh my God.
I sit here and I just go, I can't believe I actually like went through college.
As in, like, this is your job?
I actually can't believe I handed in her dissertation. I'm like, did that happen in this life? Like, I met a teacher.
As you can tell, I didn't.
And I handed in a piece of paper and I got a degree. I wore a hat.
Yeah, that's funny.
It's mad.
Well, that sounds important, but not as important as first place on Dave Ranks is a song about a little boy who just couldn't help but dip his hand into a river of chocolate and accidentally fall in first place for Dave Ranks songs by Oompa Loompas in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. It's Augustus Gloop. Augustus Gloop will not be harmed. Augustus Gloop will not be harmed.
Do you know what I'm sad about? And I don't even know the difference in the movies. I just really thought I'd hear Oompa Loompa Doompa Dee Doo. Is that in your version,
I'm
Callum?
So sick of people wanting to hear this. You can hear it on Callum Ranks on Monday.
Monday morning, this time Callum Ranks songs from Willy, Oompa Loompa songs from Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. In fairness, if listening back to those, I give it
they're
to you.
They're good, aren't they?
It's great. Didn't know the difference.
Michaela has listened, not Michaela Hayes on from 10. It's a different Michaela. Say, I'm with Dave, Johnny Depp Wonka for life.
Yeah, it was
so you
class.
Do have a fan there.
So,
as well.
So good. I like his little laugh that he does. You're really weird.
Good morning, Starshine. The Earth says hello.
He's coming back to Dublin this year. It's Noah Kahan. He'll play the Three Arena on the 21st and 22nd of November. It is the Great Divide on Spin.
It's been a great Friday so far, especially with the help of Dave Ranks, where I just ranked my very, very favourite niche things. In the past, I've done things like Phineas and Ferb songs and lines from, you know, Titanic. But this week, I was doing songs by the Oompa Loompas and Charlie and the Tractor Factory. Number one was Augustus Gloop. Fantastic choice by me. Thank you, me. You're welcome, me.
A lot of people are giving out because they thought you have
Who's giving out
the wrong movie. Do you know what I mean? They were looking for the Willy Wonka version and we never got the joy of Oompa Loompa Doobity Doo, etc.
Yeah,
people have
like
accused you of ruining their day, but there is someone who'd like to give you some feedback. If we could just try and line them up here now. God.
Hello.
Carl, Em and Dave here. Come here, I had to give you a ring. You have a message for Dave. He hasn't seen it. Would you mind telling him what you said?
Hi, Carl.
Hi, Dave. Yeah, I think you should rank something good for once.
You're not a fan of wonder and magic and in a chocolate factory, no?
No. Yeah, you ranked the wrong film. Yeah.
Right. So you
need to rank something good.
You would like me to rank
something good. Don't you just said something good?
Something good. What would be good in your eyes next Friday there, Carl?
Films.
Oh, you like films?
You want me to rank films?
Yes.
Right, do you know what? Okay. I'll rank films. And it's
going to
be
do me a favor, Carl,
the most boring time of everybody's life.
Carl, will you just do me a favor and just will you just say to Dave what you said at the start of your message there?
Oh, Dave ranks more like Dave stinks.
Carl, I'm not a fan of you. you've made me feel awful small. But wait till you hear Dave ranks movies. Incredibly not
niche. It's going to be great.
Next Friday at Carl. The same time. Have a great day, Carl.
Thank you, Carl.
And you too.
Bye.
Dublin Travel with Just Eat's Freebie Friday. You can get freebies from your favourites every Friday.
Here's a little insight, a little spoiler as to how that's going to go. Welcome to Dave Ranks Films. Fifth place, it's Titanic. Fourth place, it's The Shawshank Redemption. How crap is this? There's no Oompa Loompas anywhere.
Callum ranks the proper film Monday morning on the show, by the way. Oompa Loompa songs.
Ridiculous.
Willy Wonka. Hey, it's going to be a nasty afternoon. A lot of rain knocking around. Temple Bar, not good PR for Temple Bar at the moment because news yesterday that it has been ranked one of the worst tourist traps in the world. We kind of know that
as
a country.
Hold on, what does that mean? Because like every tourist who comes to Temple Bar has a ball.
Well, they have a ball, but they spend a lot of money. I guess, yeah, I know what you're trying to say. What's a tourist trap? A tourist trap is like when you're trapped in something that isn't enjoyable, whereas this is enjoyable.
Yeah, yeah. Or more of a tourist trap is probably just for people, like the locals wouldn't go.
Mm.
So we wouldn't go to Temple Bar, even though I'd love a night in Temple Bar.
Must be about a year ago, I was, well, I
just don't have the money.
Yeah, honestly, that's the reason. Temple Bar is such crack. I've often said, and I feel like I haven't had a big night out in town in ages, but there's always the, well, we go down for an hour and then just do an hour so we won't spend too much money.
Really?
But once you go down, you can't leave.
Yeah.
That's the problem. It's way too much fun. I had New Year's Eve there last December.
That I couldn't do.
It was grand, actually.
Too much.
I was in the Giddy Dolphin, I think, and it was fine. It wasn't as mad as I thought it was going to be. But anyway, it was still brilliant crack and live music and all the rest. But tourist traps generally, when I was in Thailand a couple of weeks ago and we were in Khao Sok, which is like this gorgeous national park, massive lakes, really gives you King Kong vibes in terms of like just these huge mountains and blue lakes and just...
I think King Kong, I think of New York. I think of buildings.
I know. But you know, the initial kind of part.
The island type of vibe.
And actually that area of Thailand feeds into it a little bit. They have like King Kong structures and stuff around. But
that's a bit tourist trappy.
But true. But as part of this tour, and it was a spectacle and it was amazing, they kind of take you off a boat and you do an hour of like this jungle tour, right? And your guide is with you. And I've actually done the tour before with my mom, but we had a different guide and there was way more detail in this tour. Before, you were just going off looking at bamboo and stuff. To be honest, it was kind of, in my opinion, the most boring part of the tour.
Was there like, it was there animals?
No. As in, like, you can't...
Why would you go to the jungle if there's no album? I want to see, like, you know what
exactly.
I mean? Like, panthers.
Well, like,
and stuff.
They'd be like, look at these insects and look at the way they do this. And
wow.
It's like, oh, give me a monkey.
Yeah, I would have thought
but
so.
This
too.
Is why I started getting really cynical.
Okay.
Because as we were walking along doing this tour, there's probably 8 people all together, the guide would stop and say, look in there. That's a tarantula hole. And I'm like, no, it's not.
Why do you say no, it's not?
Because I'd be like, how do you know it's there? Because he says there's a tarantula in there. And I'm like, no, there's not. And then you look up real close and you see like a little leg and everyone's going, oh my God, it's a tarantula. And I'm like, you probably got that in deals. That's like one of those little play ones. There's no way that's a tarantula. We wouldn't be up nosing at it if it was.
Yeah, that's you know true. What I mean? I suppose. But maybe it's a non-dangerous. See, I'm so naive. I'll stupidly believe everything I'm told.
I know. Like, I don't know.
Everything.
I'm usually that person. I lap it up. But I don't know what was wrong with me that day. Maybe I didn't have a good sleep or something like before. I was like, absolute lies. Because a few steps forward then he says, do you see that footprint? That's the footprint of an Indian bison. And I'm like, well, that's like his left foot. Where's his right foot? Where's his two back feet?
He's hopping.
Like, is he just hopping around on one foot? And like, where does he go after this? I don't see a follow-up footprint.
But what's
I'm like, you got a stamp. You got, the last tour guide who was here an hour ago, they must re-stamp the footprints to keep tourists interested.
That's so funny.
I don't believe for a second that's an Indian bison footprint.
So you think that they know the tour is crap? So they're just like, right, keep them interested, show them a tarantula leg there and show them a little, or dig your foot in there.
It was too much of a perfect footprint and with no other follow-ups. Do you know if you're on the beach, you can see like if a horse has been there, like 4 horseshoes. Like there's just one left foot of an alleged Indian bison. And then the other thing they said in the tour, those there, monkey droppings. And I was like, do you know what?
They're yours. Shut up.
Get me back on the
What's the like, that's not interesting. I don't want I want to go on a tour in a jungle to see a footprint, a potential tarantula. That'd be the one thing I would avoid. And droppings of a monkey. Show me the monkey. Show me the tarantula. Show me the bison.
Yeah. And again, it might not have been set up, but if you have ever got yourself caught out in a tourist trap, do let us know on WhatsApp on 087-711-1038. Callum?
Yeah, so I was in New York. It was a good few years ago now. And Times Square, tourist trap center, where you got those Elmos.
But again, similar Temple Bar. It's amazing.
Yeah.
You got to go check it out. Like, yeah. I wouldn't recommend taking a photo with Elmo.
No, and I did not because I knew about that. But there was these, we just spent the evening doing something and it was kind of about 8 o'clock. It was getting dark. And we were just like, oh, what should we do? What should we go and do? And I love an open-top bus.
Oh, they're great. I love those tours.
And there was the guys in Times Square being like, can we get your tickets? We're doing a night ride for the open-top bus.
Cool.
Thinking, oh, okay, this is... Like, I see these guys
the
around. They seem genuine or whatever. Got 2 tickets. Didn't know what the price was until, like, the card was in the machine. Over $200.
Jesus.
got, then they ferried us to the back end of nowhere to where the bus was. The bus was like oversubscribed. We were split up. One of us was upstairs, one of us was downstairs.
Oh my god, that sucks.
So you couldn't, well, like, you weren't even
together to enjoy.
Together, you weren't outside, you couldn't see the views. And then the next day, we saw the actual kiosk and it should have been like 40 quid.
Oh my god. They're horrible, aren't they? Like, yeah. Those people who do go outside the Staten Island Ferry and they're like, here, buy your tickets here. Don't buy them inside. They'll rip you off. It's, and it's like, it's free. It's like, the, you know what I mean?
No way.
Yeah, the Staten Island Ferry is free. But it kind of, this similar thing happened to me. I don't know about money because I was younger, so my parents paid. But it was like, we went to California. We went to Los Angeles and we did the celebrity house tours.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember going up and it was like, oh, there's Kevin Hart's house, there's Kylie Jenner's house, there's Justin Bieber's house or whatever. And there was no way for us to fact check it. Like, yeah. there's no way. Like, we were just kind of sitting there going, is that true? I have no idea. I thought Kylie Jenner's house would be bigger.
Hello, Bieber. And yeah. It's just some random family inside being like, will they stop waving at us, please?
Jeez, I never thought Bieber living in a cul-de-sac.
Let's go. My David Fiona in the morning.
Hello. How are we?
What's going
on? Friday.
Happy Friday.
I did give the lads a bit of stick in studio yesterday for just not paying any attention to my tan that I worked quite hard on for a few weeks on holidays.
But in fairness, you are always tanned. True. In our eyes.
Yeah, because I'm always wearing fake tan.
Eyes can't tell the difference between fake tan and real tan.
Well, yeah, true. What's awful about a real tan, honestly, is the lines and having like two real white boobs.
See, it's so funny, isn't it? Like, as guys, like, if I see a line, I'm like,
I know, so,
that's cool.
Yeah, no, but like,
I was in the sun.
Like, you're getting into the shower and you see yourself naked and you're like, you're delighted with your tan, but you're like, this is awful.
The white boobs do get me sometimes. I'm a little bit like,
yeah.
it's like you're a chicken and just, it's like, it's just, those things haven't been cooked.
And then you're kind of like, as well, sometimes if you're wearing a particular bikini and then, you know, when you're away, you're like, oh, don't wear that.
Yeah,
bra shape tomorrow on your boobs because they just look really weird.
Yeah, when your boobs start to look like Homer Simpson's eyes, it's not great.
Yeah,
so, do you know what I mean?
Speaking of eyes, there's another thing that if Fiona was here, she definitely would have complimented me on by now. I have started something else in my beauty routine when I've gone to the...
It's your eyelashes.
Well done.
Yeah. One and done. What a guess. That was class.
What's different about them?
They're longer and blacker.
Right. Very good. Okay.
Yeah?
Yeah, fair enough. I get lash lifts now.
Nice.
Do you know back in the day when like our grannies used to get perms? You know the perm process, it's kind of nasty actually. Like it's kind of like...
A perm in your eyelash?
That's what this is.
Ooh.
You get a perm in your eyelash. So I got it like 4 weeks ago before I left. And then I got one over there for way cheaper. They glue your eyes closed. And you're like, your eyes have to be closed for like an hour. It's real weird.
I'd get real claustrophobic real quick.
But then look how lovely and...
They are nice in fairness. They are
Jack
very nice.
Jack said, Jack doesn't give a monkeys, wouldn't know if I got a bob, wouldn't get the difference. He was like, would you keep getting that done? That's lovely.
Really? What's next on the agenda then?
To do?
Yeah, you're getting the eyebrows done.
Where are they about?
You're getting that nose done, are you?
Come on, Dave and Fiona, on your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Sounds like spin.
I want to bring you back to yesterday's show because we mentioned this. Dead Mouse, which is spelled Dead M-A-U 5.
That's correct.
Dead Mouse 5 is my...
Yeah, I forgot about that part.
As my mom would have called him, Dead Mouse 5. I was just kind of thinking about that over the last 24 hours about artists that do that. Mm. So like, that call themselves, say, obviously it's pronounced Dead Mouse, but he's not going to call it Dead Mouse because if you Google the term Dead Mouse... You know what's going to come up.
Yeah, a lot of very sad dead mice. Yeah.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm, not ideal.
So they change things up, these artists, and they call themselves Dead Mau 5 because the 5 is like an S or something. And then there's a lot more that do it, but I don't think, I'm kind of coming to the realisation, I don't think it's a good idea to do this.
And I feel like the naming, like new artists that are coming through, they're definitely still doing like unique things to their name to be relevant. But I think the numerical things are starting to die off a little bit in today's day. You know,
I think so. But like, there's also ones that like have like little symbols and things like that. Like the dollar sign. Kesha is a prime example of that, where she, I think it's a joke in Glee where the principal is like singing their song from key dollar sign ha. And it's like, no, it's Kesha.
Yeah.
But I have done that in real life with this artist. That is Baby No Money.
Mm-hmm.
Or Baby
No Money.
Baby No Money. Baby No Money. All right, let me show you how Baby No Money is spelled. B B N $0.
Oh, I know. It's designed to catch out radio presenters.
I think
honestly.
It is. So, but like, I remember the very first time hearing you say Baby No Money, and I was going, who the hell is Baby No Money?
And then because, that played.
And then that played. But when I was on radio, when I was doing my own show, I called them BB Noss.
No!
And I did this for every single artist because I am Ron Burgundy. I will read what's on that teleprompter.
Yeah.
It's so annoying.
BB Noss.
BB Noss. That's what I called them. Because it was like BBNOS, but it's not. It's BBN$0.
Yeah, I've done
Baby
it.
No Money.
I've done it. I've done it with, I did a classic show years ago. And you know the song Rapture?
Yeah.
Catch me in the morning. I think that's it. Actually, that's not
Yeah, and I know
anyway,
the song.
Rapture. Great song. By a band or a group called IO, spelt on screen as I as 110. That's 110 and Rapture.
Oh my god,
and
that's
you know
so funny!
Classic dance heads are passionate about their classic dance.
Yeah, yeah,
oh,
yeah.
I got so rinsed.
I have another one, right? It's from this artist. You did it to me, but you don't know what you're doing to me. You're making my head explode. That is Mabel, but. She's on the team up there with a song for called Fine Line with, let me just spell it for you.
Mm-hmm.
N0T3S.
You see, I know, so it's grand, but yeah, I understand how if you were going into an evening show on radio, the boss wasn't around, there was no one to talk to, and suddenly that song came in front of you. What does a girl do?
I would say now, but now that I know, that's obviously notes.
Yeah.
N0T3S. What I went on air and said was, here's not threes.
No, you didn't.
Here's not threes. The boss, our friend Niall, texted me. He went, did you just call notes not threes? I said,
not threes, it's twos. It's the ones and twos this evening.
Oh,
that's
God.
Brilliant.
But like, yeah, there's many examples of this. Like this one, I don't know if you remember this song. So I thought that, which is an artist called Simba, it's spelled S1MBA.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, you have to put in the one. So I was like, Swimba.
No, you didn't.
Swimba. So I call him Swimba. And it's just Simba.
Oh, for God's
There's many
sake.
Others. There's Joey Badass. There's Millions, which is spelled M1LLIONZ. Sounds like that. Switch off the lights. Whoa. I'm ready, steady,
go. Let's go. When I sight him, aim for his belly. Whoa. It's funny because there seem to be a lot of artists who are like into kind of that more like what to say, R&B, urban sound, whatever. Whereas like it's in dance as well.
And then you've like ASAP Rocky.
Yeah, a lot of people have got out with that. If I was going to break into the world, I think I'd, because when I was a child, I thought it was cool that my name Emma is
our two letters.
M and an A. So I used to write that down in my copybook, being
That's
like,
cool.
See that. That's the way I write my name.
But it just says Ma.
Cool, but it just says Ma. Yeah.
See, I'd be like, here's Ma.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But in fact, it's Emma.
Yeah, exactly. Good. That would make me seem particular. That would be less cool than BB Noss. If it was like, here's Ma.
Not trees.
Emma, Dave and Fiona. This morning when I came into work, I was looking around the internet, looking through the online papers for see what's going on in the world. And I came across not one, not two, but three stories all about animals. When that happens, we tend to bring them all together. Yeah, I know it. To Animal Corner on the show this morning. Three stories all about animals, and we'll start here in Dublin. A parrot that we have been the parrot that we've been seeing online for the last few days has finally been reunited with his owner. You might have seen this.
My God, it took a while.
It did. Like, you'd surely realise as the owner, oh, my parrot's missing.
How many parrots do you have? Do you not realise that you don't have a parrot missing? Like?
You would surely open your phone and say, Dublin Airport are looking for an appeal for the owner of this parrot, and go, oh, that's my lad. Better go get him. It took a while, but
Polly, this fella looks like you.
It was found on Easter Sunday by airport police. They were doing like a routine patrol and they raised an alarm. They actually built a shelter for the parrot, which is quite nice, I think, on site, and gave it loads of toys. I didn't know parrots were into toys. Fed the parrot well. And finally, the owner was confirmed via a tag number. Lola is her name. She responded as well to the owner with her name. Parrots are so smart. I don't think we talk enough about the fact that they can talk. It's wild. But this is
so from crows, you know that?
No, they can't.
Yeah, they can.
No, they can't.
I swear to God, crows can talk.
Show me. Where's talking crow?
I'll show you on Monday that crows can talk. She's looking around for Callum to fact check. I promise you, I'm telling you the truth. Right. Crows are insanely intelligent.
Okay, right. I don't know how to move forward with this information. Drop everything. Crows can talk. Not the first time parrots have been found at Dublin Airport. One attempted in 2019 to like take flight on the main runway, which is kind of iconic. Then another one was spotted taxiing for a flight by a firefighter who was carrying out a routine safety inspection afterwards.
Cool.
And a very chatty one in August of 2025. They couldn't get this one to shut up. But again, all good news stories. They were reunited with their owners. In other news, and this one is close to home for me because I have family living in Dungarvan, big town in County Waterford.
Dungarvan.
And one thing about Dungarvan that they're trying to do, and I've wondered for years why they don't capitalise a little bit more on what goes on in the river. Like, it's kind of like, it's very much where the river meets the sea. There's not much going on in this body of water. It's a very slow-moving body of water, and it's under one of the main bridges connecting both sides of the town.
Okay.
There's always seals there.
Right.
And like, obviously Dingle got so far with fungi when fungi was around. I just always wondered why Dungarvan didn't do a little bit more with the fact that
you cannot
cost
Waterford.
That.
They don't want other people. They don't want non-Waterfordians in their county.
But many, many years ago, because these seals were, the water could be quite shallow there, some surfer went out and put his board and tied it up to a rock.
Mm.
And the seals come and perch up there. So often when you're crossing the bridge, you see two or three seals mounted
That's
on top
cool.
Of the surfboard.
Surfer dudes.
There's a colony of nine of them. They hang around in small groups. And sorry, the surfboard was placed there 15 years ago. But in bad weather, if the board flips or anything, the seals disappear because they can't get up in it.
Wow.
So locals go out and flip the board back around so that they've somewhere to perch. And now RT News reporting that there's finally, after 15 years, they're trying to get, I suppose, public support to build a structure.
A raft or something.
Or not actually that, but like just a monument.
Cool.
And to kind of capitalise on them a little bit more. You can't cross that bridge. It's very disappointing to cross that bridge and not see them. You're like, oh, they're not there today.
That's
kind of
I've driven through Dungarvan. I've never seen seals.
Yeah, then
it's a nice little, town.
Finally, this was pretty cool. And the likes of CBS, the New York Post, People Magazine, the world is talking about this story. Pedestrians in Killarney over the last couple of days.
I know what this is.
Something very strange altogether. A car parked up, and look, you shouldn't really ever keep your dog in a car, right? If you run into the shop, I don't know the full rules. Is it just a blanket ban even if windows are open and stuff?
No, windows should be can be open, but also it's fine in Ireland, I think, especially around this, isn't that the weather is not that hot.
Yeah. Once you take care as you say, leave plenty of ventilation, all the rest. But anyway, these particular dogs getting a bit irate that their owner must have been taking too long in the shop, whatever. This dog jumps up and is slamming hard on the horn repetitively,
so cool.
Like knowing exactly what it's doing. Here's a report from CBS News in America.
There are many reasons not to leave your dog in the car, but this is a new one. A dog in Ireland, apparently annoyed by the weight, jumped in the driver's seat and just kept laying on the horn with some moral support, it seems, from another furry friend in the back. No word tonight on whether the owners came running.
That's so impressive.
Two things. One, why is that on the news?
It's probably their little kicker.
They have enough to be talking about.
Yeah.
And two, why do all American newsreaders sound the exact same?
They do, don't they?
He could be anybody. He could have the same face. It's the same voice all the time.
Mm-hmm. Okay, looking through Animal Corner this morning, what was your favourite story? The parrot at Dublin Airport reunited with his owner, or we have the seals in Dungarvan finally being recognised by the structure, or finally the beeping dogs in Killarney.
I think I enjoyed the seal story.
Cool.
And the dog in Killarney is amazing.
Okay, great. So you don't care about the poor parrot, huh?
Not finally really, no. A bit weird, like, come get your parrot, man. It's been there for days.
It's 9:24.
How did it get there?
This is the music game that remains without a name. So let's just call it the music game with no name. This is kind of looking at lyrics in this game in a different way. Dave and Callum, while Fiona's away, going head-to-head on this. They've had some level of success, I suppose.
I've never won a week of this, and I'm absolutely disgusted.
I am so bad at this, I don't know how you've never won a week.
Yeah, I know.
Here we go. So the idea of the game is, as I say, Callum and Dave going head-to-head. For example, a question could be, in Hozier's song Too Sweet, what time is it before he says a word? Okay, and if you know music and if you sing along, you'll go, it's 10 o'clock before I sing a word.
I never would have got
that.
See, this is really frustrating. If you listening think that you'd be better playing this game next week than these two, then at any point do message in. But look, we'll give it a go this week. I don't think there's any excuse for, that was too hard, Emma, this week.
But that was the example.
That was just an example of something that I think is legitimate. I've taken it back a step for today. Okay.
Emma says she's really simplified this
because you're just not getting it.
We just don't have that brain, man.
But I do, which is the worst thing.
Yeah, fair.
I'm so annoyed by this. And normally, Dave, you win 1-0 over three questions, and it was really
annoying. I think
there
should be a high score today.
Okay.
I think it'll come down to the wire. Pressure. That's how confident I am that I have been very fair here today.
It's going to be 0-0.
She's like, you just put so much pressure on.
And we're not even going to get the tiebreaker.
Okay, here we go. Dave, we're kicking off with you. In Drake's song, God's Plan, he says he only loves his son, and who else?
His mom. I only love my bed and my mom, I'm sorry. I didn't think
she said...
She
say, do you love me? I tell her only partly. I only love my bed and my mom, I'm sorry.
Yay! He doesn't say his son. Where does he say his son?
My bed is his son. That's his son's name.
What's his son's name?
My bed.
My bed.
M-A-H-B-E-D.
Is he not saying he loves his bed?
No, but that's what everyone thought, but he actually means his son, my bed.
Oh, that's cute.
Learned something new there today.
I only love my bed and my mom, I'm sorry.
His name is my bed.
M-A-H-B-E-D.
Oh, wow. I never knew that.
There's a little stat for you all this morning.
We're all learning things today.
Callum, we're heading over to you.
I'm going
to
close my eyes.
Please don't let me down. Half of Camila Cabello's heart... I just ruined the whole crowd.
Yes, I love when she does that.
It's in Havana.
I'll have to give it to you. I'm so sorry. I messed that up completely. I meant to say half of her what is in Havana. Would you have gotten that?
Half of, I think I would have.
Okay. My bad. Completely. That was my fault. We're back over to
you. One by default.
Totally my fault. Okay, Dave, back over to you. In Billie Eilish's song, Birds of a Feather, we have played it a billion times on this show. She says she can't change what?
Birds of a feather. Can't change the weather. She can't change the weather.
Can't change the weather.
No! Oh my God!
It does work when...
I know, I was that close to saying feather.
Well done. Okay.
When you kind of stumble through it like that, it does feel good, doesn't it?
It does feel good.
Okay, Emma, mess this up again so I can get through two.
I promise I won't. Callum, over to you.
Okay.
And Ed Sheeran and Justin Bieber's song, I Don't Care, they're somewhere that they say they don't fit in. Where are they?
I'm at a party I don't want to be at. I don't want to...
Wow.
But I don't think...
I'm at a...
Don't think we fit in at this party. Oh, yeah. Because I know the song starts with "I'm at a party, I don't want to be at."
I never would have got that.
I didn't know it was that, but thank you, party.
I never would have got.
Okay, 2-2.
2-2, guys. Yay,
Desmond.
Yay. Okay, Dave. In Maroon 5's song "Payphone," where is he trying to call?
He's trying to call home. Is it his home? Isn't it?
I'm at a payphone trying to call home.
This is great.
3-3.
Okay.
Or 3-2.
3-2. Now, is this too easy?
Yes, but also, right. No. But it's perfect. If you get any harder, we would not get it. I didn't even get the I don't care one.
Right, okay. Callum.
Okay.
Don't let him beat you on this
one. No, I can't.
We do have a tiebreaker if we have to get to it, okay? Callum. In B.O.B. and Hayley Williams' song Aeroplanes, what could she really use right now?
Oh, come on. Yes. Feck off.
Yes. Just going to waste the time. She could really use... a wish right now.
I could really use a wish right now. Wish right now.
This is how easy it should be all the time.
But then there's not even a game in it. Come on.
He only got the first one because you gave him the answer.
Right, tiebreaker time.
Okay, are we shouting the answer or our names first?
Name.
Okay, Callum.
David.
Okay, just checking.
Here we go. In Katy Perry's song, California Girls, she says that you could travel anywhere in the world, but nothing comes close to where...
Callum. Nothing compares to these diamond girls.
Out of time. Kaya, Dave, over to you.
Okay, well then I would like to hear the question again.
In Katy Perry's song, California Girls, she says that you could travel the world, but nothing comes close to where?
But nothing comes close to a golden... Nothing comes close to a golden coast. Nothing...
You could travel the world, but nothing comes close to the golden...
Unbelievable.
Well done.
Thank you.
Taking the win this week.
I cannot believe I got
more
that.
Easy questions and more answers to me, please.
We had such a ball. Make it that easy all the time.
Okay, right, we'll make it incredibly basic for a while here, until they get better at it. On it, on it,
on it. Emma, Dave, and Fiona are on Spin.
Your number one hit music station.